Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
This week, we are talking about being open to change.
Sometimes difficult to do.
Yes. I think anyone when they think about change goes, maybe a little bit of an internal groan.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, really?
That describes it so well. You know, the internal groan.
Because change feels like sometimes effort.
Hard work.
That's right.
Energy.
Or you feel comfortable with where you're at.
And you don't want to move.
So you don't want to change.
No.
Now, you started by talking about change is inevitable in that there are some things that we have no control over.
Mm.
Growing up. Can't help it, you know.
Some people never grow up, though.
Yeah. The day, you know, going from morning to night, there's change throughout the day.
Yeah.
It just happens. Sometimes change happens to us because of other people's consequences that affect us.
Yes.
And then change our lives. But we're really talking about being open to change about what God wants to do in us, I think, deep down.
In us, through us, with us. Yes. Having a soft heart. Being moldable, malleable.
Yeah.
You know, being like I guess the putty, the clay, where if God wanted to prod and poke us in a certain spot, that we'd be open to that.
I think about it as like it's about us becoming more like Christ, and the only way we can do that is to change, because we're already not like him. We need to change.
Yeah, and because he was vulnerable to the Father's will. He gave himself over to the Father all the time. Your will, Lord. Your will, Father, not mine. And his heart was so moldable by the Father that when his eyes saw us, he spoke about us. It was love, compassion, mercy. It's just like, I guess I feel like it's like gooey, because love was, I guess, the ultimate thing that drove the Father to send the Son to rescue us, because we were unrescuable by ourselves.
When it comes to change, though, like we said, we don't often want to change.
No. He always thinks it's too hard.
Yeah.
It's painful. It's hurting. It's difficult.
But we won't improve in our lives or become more like Christ unless we are open to change.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've all been in conversations with other people where you're trying to get your point across about something, but they're so defensive or stubborn that
they won't even listen.
They shut you off.
But aren't we the same?
Yeah, well, we can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I'm the same in some things. I'm like, no, I've made my decision. And
yes.
You know, and that's not what God wants for us in our Christian journey with him. He wants us to have a soft heart and be open to him, guiding us in those areas of our lives that he needs us or wants us to change.
Yes.
And it does take a vulnerability that's hard sometimes to give.
Yes, it takes that letting down of our pride, letting down of me. It's all about me and myself and surrendering to God's will.
What we can find comfort in is that God always does it lovingly.
So gentle too. Patient.
Us. Yeah.
Painstakingly patient towards us.
And it's always for our good. It's not just change for change's sake.
No.
It's to take us to a new place with him. And you share how, like, St. Paul writes to the Corinthians and encourages them, you know, I've been open with you, but you now need to be open with me. And that's what God asks for us.
Two-way relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not one-sided.
And then he talks about a famous scripture about God saying, my grace is sufficient for you, that
your weakness is when I'm strong in you. And you said how Paul is like, well, give me calamity and give me
yeah, he go to the extreme like, yeah, even.
Whereas I'm like, no. Just the basics. But that our strength that God wants to give us only comes when we are open to him and vulnerable and have that soft heart.
So it's the upside down kingdom rules that always God brings up.
Mm.
You know, the first will be last. Mm. And but the last will always be first. So it's like when I'm weak, then I'm actually strong.
Mm.
But if you humanly look at it, you go, that's ridiculous.
Doesn't make sense, does it? Yeah.
But spiritually, it is so true. And when you actually allow it to happen to you and allow God's strength to fill you, you go, why did I resist this for so long?
Mm.
It's so much what I need in my life. I can just go, Lord, I can't do it. And he'll go, that's okay, I'll do it for you.
Mm.
No, not in a laziness way, but in a surrender.
And surrender being a trust in him.
Yes, a belief and trust and a hope and knowing, like you said, it's only good, it's all good for us. Mm. He loves us to bits. He has the best for us.
Mm. And sometimes I think that we can get an inkling of what God is trying to do in our lives. And we have, I suppose, like maybe nagging thoughts. Let's say for some reason, let's say we're a big gossip. And every time we go to do it, we get this nagging thought of, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Yes. This isn't how I should act. Now, we can ignore those. That's us being defensive, pride, I don't want to change. I enjoy gossiping, you know, like.
Yeah,
you can get pleasure out of those things. But those thoughts are those quiet whispers of the Holy Spirit, you know, saying, come on.
That's not the way to live.
I can change you, but if you are open, you need to change in this area.
Yes,
yes. I want to help change you in this area. And so I think through our lives, we can, through different stages of our lives, have those whispers of the Holy Spirit that kind of are in our hearts that we know. But, yes, it's that thing of, okay, actually surrendering, being
we know the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit is guiding us in that.
That's right. So this week, we really want you to think of your weekly challenge. There was a scripture, Rosemary, that you shared about that we know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But I was thinking that for our weekly challenge, when we're confronted maybe with the Holy Spirit moment of I don't want to change, or that we're confronted, let's say, with our own weakness and sin, we could think about that scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and be reminding ourselves that when we give those weaknesses over to God, that's when he can be strong in us and open us up to that change. So we hope that chat has really blessed you this week. Maybe it's actually been really challenging for you. Maybe change for you is really difficult, being open and vulnerable. Well, I would say you're not alone.
No, never alone. We're all the same.
We're all like that. But I hope that this week with the weekly challenge you can take that on and that it would take you further in your journey. So we hope you've had a great chat today. We hope you have a great week and we'll look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.